Steve Black, I choose you!
Have fun, everybody.
Thank you, Veronica. Super effective. I've been doing it for about 4 years. Raise of hands of anyone who's heard of my show or listens to my show. Oh wow, way more than last year. That's really cool. Awesome. So I do this weekly show about Pokemon, and usually I don't know anything, but I have a bunch of co-hosts that know more than I do. And so this is the fourth year C2E2 has had me on to do a Pokemon panel for you guys, so thank you for coming out. Last year, I answered some questions and some speculation in regards to before X and Y came out. So at that time last year, we only knew of Fennekin, Froakie, Chespin, Yveltal, Exerneas, and Sylveon. And so there was a couple questions that came through whether or not I thought there was going to be new types. Last year, I said I thought there was going to be like a love type and a sound type. I was 50% right. I got the love type right, which we all know is fairy type. But there was also something interesting I got right, and I just want to gloat for a second, so if this works...
Alright, we'll do one more. Right here at the back.
Oh, it's super dark.
A triple what? I don't think we'll see that, so the question was, do you ever think there'll be a triple-type Pokemon? I don't think we'll see that, but wouldn't it be cool if in Gen 6, they do a fourth evolution. What if Charizard evolved? I think that could be more doable.
You guys all laughed at me last year. But I think I got that right. let's begin the show here. And our first What You Didn't Know is about Farfetch, one of my favorite Pokemon. According to Ash's Pokedex in the anime, Farfetch actually makes a delicious meal, especially when cooked with his leek. So this is kind of interesting to think about, that it is possible that in the Pokemon world, some Pokemon do get turned into meals and do get eaten. Poor Farfetch. I only have about 10 slides, by the way. Usually how the show goes is we do a Q&A at the end, so if you have any Pokemon-related questions at the end, I will answer all of them I can. All right, our next fact here kind of has to do with a new game coming out called Super Smash Brothers. I think we've all heard of that. I think there's Pokemon in that game. So Little Mac weighs 107 pounds in the game Punch-Out, and that happens to also be Hitmonchan's number, 107, in the National Pokedex. So that was pretty cool. I don't know if that blew anyone's mind, but... Whoa! Alright. Our next Pokemon, Arceus, I believe that's how Bulbapedia pronounces it, is, we all know about this Pokemon. It was the one that kind of created the Pokemon world. But there's a little more to that than that, and I'm not saying that this is right or wrong, I'm just giving you guys something else to think about. So when Arceus was born, he came from an egg, and then he was able to shape the world. Now, a lot of us believe that Arceus created everything in the world, but that's actually not true, in a sense. There's a loophole. The first part of the loophole is Arceus created this guy, Dialga, and... oh, by the way, I'm really bad at pronouncing Pokemon names, so bear with me. So when he was born, he had the power to control time and create time. Now, that's nothing that Arceus can actually do, so without him, we wouldn't have time. Which leads to our next Pokemon, Palkia, I'll see the pattern here, who then created space, and then the dimension. So using those two, we have space-time, which would have created the universe. Archeas just created those two. So I think that's just a little bit to think about, because really without these two, we wouldn't have time and we wouldn't have space to actually exist in. So it was really not Archeas, it was kind of all of them. This is Spinda. He's a pretty cool Pokemon. So Spinda has a specific spot pattern that is determined by its personal value, which means there can be 4,294,967,296 different Spindas in the Pokemon game, not including shiny. So I've seen a lot of people complete their Pokedex, but no one has completed a Spindadex of 4 billion different Spindas. Before I jump to the next slide, I know that all the regions in Pokemon, let's say Kanto for example, their towns are named after color palettes, like Cerulean City and Pyrite City and Saffron City. So they're all kind of related to colors. In Unova, those are related to clouds and weather, I have imagined. Does anyone know what Kalos is named after?
France.
It is named after France, but not the specific cities. They're actually named after fragrances. So maybe I blew one person's mind that they were named after fragrances. So I thought that was pretty interesting, because I was like, why? What is the pattern in these towns? But that's what they're named after, which is, yes, related to France. All right. This guy, Pikachu. Pokemon is the second best-selling video game franchise worldwide, and Mario has the number one title. So for all those guys that say Pokemon is for kids, they sell a lot of copies. Finally, Digimon is obviously better than Pokemon. Nah, I'm just kidding. Just a joke. Digimon is good, though. That's not a fact. It's an opinion. All right. And that kind of wraps up, so hopefully I left you guys with a little bit of knowledge, but let's open it up to Q&A for anyone who wants to ask anything Pokemon related. Yes?
Do you think the next game is going to be a remake or a brand new game?
Alright, so the question is, do you think the next Pokemon game is going to be a remake or a brand new game, like 7? I think we're on. I think that the next game is just going to be the sequel to Kalos. So whether that's called Pokemon Z, or Pokemon XY, XY2, whatever that's going to call it. I think that that's going to be the next Pokemon game, and I think it's going to get announced this year, but we're not going to see it till next year, actually. Because if you look at the pattern of Pokemon games, they usually do like 3 in a row and then take a year off, and X and Y were our 3rd in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Way in the back.
Do you think we're ever going to get the Hoenn remakes?
Question was, do you think we're ever going to get the Hoenn remakes? No. No, I'm just kidding. I think we are going to see it one day. I think that that region is loved by a lot of people who especially started with that. I mean, you can see the Gen 1ers out there that only love Red and Blue, and they're very passionate about that. And there are people that are passionate about Diamond and Pearl, and there are probably more people passionate about Hoenn and Gen 3. So I do see a remake coming, but last year, I think I said that it was going to be 2 or 3 more years, so I'm still kind of sticking with 2 or 3 more years. I think we're going to see our X and Y sequel first, then take another year or two off, and then see maybe, hopefully, a Hoenn remake. Pink cat ears.
What happens inside of a Pokeball?
What happens inside of a Pokeball? We don't know. No one knows. I mean, there's speculation. What I think happens is they just go to sleep and hang out. But that's not that accurate, because in the anime, a lot of Pokemon like to just pop out of their balls and... Yeah, that didn't sound right. And hang... And like, if you look at Misty, her Psyduck always would pop out. And I think Jesse had a Wobbuffet, if I'm not mistaken, that did the same thing. So probably not sleeping, but that's what I'm going to go with. Green cat ears in the back.
What Pokemon do you want to see in Mega Evolution?
Oh, what an excellent question. What Pokemon do I want to see to have a Mega Evolution? There's a couple. One, Farfetch, for sure. If I imagine his Mega Evolution, he would have a giant samurai sword that his leap would turn into. Another one I would like to see, and I think there was a DeviantArt that did an illustration of this, was Mega Dunsparce would actually turn into like a dragon. That would be really cool. Right here? I do. I do believe that. The question was, do you think Ditto is a failed attempt to clone Mew? And I do believe that. For those of you who might not know, Mew and Ditto not only have the same weight and the same color palette of pink, they also have the same shiny. And so it was rumored or legend that while creating Mewtwo for the first time, it failed. And then we got Mew, which is that little sloppy pink thing that kind of looks like, or we got Ditto, which looks like Mew. They also are the two only Pokemon, I believe, that can learn Transform, if I'm not mistaken. And so those four things kind of lead to the speculation that Ditto was a failed Mew clone. Standing up with the green cat ears. See, I gave you guys cat ears so I could call on you easier.
What are your thoughts on the Lavender Town Syndrome myth?
The Lavender Town Syndrome myth, my thoughts. Let me explain this as well. So there was a theory that the Lavender Town song would cause children to jump off cliffs or something drastic of that sort. And they changed the song in the American released version. But they did dub that as fake. I think it was a creepypasta story, if I'm not mistaken. And so it's just very fun to read, but it did not happen. But it is cool. Right here. Pokemon as playable characters. So I think we have Pikachu, we have Charizard, we have Greninja, Lucario, but no one likes Lucario. I'm gonna start a riot in here. Who am I missing?
Jigglypuff.
Not confirmed yet, but we have not seen a Smash Brothers where the original Smash team has been not in the newer one, so I'm sure Jigglypuff is going to be confirmed. What was the question?
Any other ones?
I would imagine, I would think it's unfair, and maybe Game Freak and Pokemon is always unfair to grass type, but we have Charizard as a third evolution, fire. We have Greninja, which is a third evolution, water, and we don't have a grass. So if I was to make an assumption, I would say we have a grass. I don't know what that would be. Maybe Meganium? He's a little awkward, I guess, in a fighting game. Sceptile might be good.
Superior?
Yeah, I don't know how a snake would fight, though. Somebody say Heracross? Heracross, yeah, I guess, is doable, but doesn't kind of fix that mixture. I just hope that there is a grass, because they always kind of not get the spotlight sometimes. With a Fez. I don't know. The question was, because people found Mega Latias and Mega Latios in the X and Y code, that was rumored speculation that it would link back to Ruby and Sapphire. And I think that, out of anything, is more likely than the other rumors and speculations we got. But if it was, they could easily include that in that game and not hide it in X and Y, so it's a little hard to say. And maybe I'm the only one that's disappointed that Mega Latias and Latios got Mega Evolutions. I mean, we haven't seen it fully fledged, but I feel like there's other Pokemon. Like, I would rather have regular Pokemon get Mega Evolutions than legendary Pokemon, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mewtwo is spoiled and got two. Blue Cat Ears. Pokemon X or Pokemon Y? I have to say Pokemon X because of my boy Exernius. But Yveltal's pretty cool too. Got Aaron laughing over there. Red shirt.
What Pokemon would you want to exist in real life?
What Pokemon would I want to exist in real life? I think Ditto, right? Because he turns into everything? That's kind of a cheap answer. Maybe Mew, because he can also turn into anything, too. Or Zaruah is pretty sweet, because Zaruah can actually turn into people. Right here.
When will we be able to play as Team Rocket?
Ooh, good question. When can we play as Team Rocket? What about Team Flare? Or Team Plasma? Yeah, they're all pretty cool. Alright, let's see which team is better, and let's see if I can remember all. Alright, so cheer if you like Team Rocket. Alright, who's after that? You guys gotta help me out. Team Magma? Oh, no. What about Team Aqua? Team Plasma? Team Galactic? One dude is super excited for Team Galactic. All about that space time. And then Team Flare. So I guess everyone still loves Team Rocket. It's because of Meowth, right guys? Alright, in the Yellow Cat ears. Yep. Yes, Missing No was in Red and Blue in the American versions. Oddly enough, Missing No was not in Red or Green in the Japanese versions. The reason that Missing No exists, or at least what all the speculation aims to, is because, now we're going down this rabbit hole, that Cubone, or Baby Kangaskhan, actually used to be a Cubone. And Cubone was actually supposed to evolve into Kangaskhan. And you can tell that by the original sprites that they used. If you take off Cubone's helmet, it is exactly Kangaskhan's baby. But they changed that last minute, or that's at least what the speculation is. And so in doing so, they left an empty spot open in the game. And instead of deleting it and possibly messing up the game, they left it alone, which then in turn made that Missing No actually happen. And that's why, if you surf up and down, it accesses that glitch, which then ruins your game. But that got fixed technically because after Gold and Silver, there was no way to bring your original games into that. That's why they remade Fire Red and Leaf Green. All right, way in the back with the green ears standing. Oh, no, I did not know that. So he said, for those of you that didn't hear that, your name actually based off what Missing No can turn into. I do know that when you start a Pokemon game now, you're assigned a value, which is actually your shiny hatch rate, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. But your name does, yeah, kind of matter now in the games. Green cat ears. I did not do World Champion because I did not like Black and White 2. Ooh. I did like Black and White 2, so I didn't get that into it. I'm not going to lie. I do really like Black and White, and I love X and Y. I think X and Y is one of the best games we've seen. Is there like a agreement here in X and Y? Do we like it or not like it? You guys just don't like Team Flair, that's the thing. Champion-wise, I'm glad they brought all the champions back, but I can't speak to that well. I mean, if I was a champion in Black and White 2, I would have a Farfetch, Ditto, Lucario, because you guys all hate me because I said I didn't like him, and obviously Charizard and Pikachu and another Ditto. Golduck! Yeah, Golduck. In the back behind the stroller. Favorite legendary Pokemon? I really like Jirachi. A couple people like Jirachi. Jirachi gets no love though. I had a movie, it was okay, but Pig ears.
What's up with Ash's age in the anime?
Ash's age. We should have asked Veronica Taylor when she was here. So Ash is always 10 in the anime, which is actually different from the video games. I believe when you start your journey, you're actually 11, or at least when Red started his journey. Think of the anime kind of like The Simpsons. Nothing ever happens ever. They're always just the same age, and I think in The Simpsons, Bart has had like a birthday like 4 times, and he's graduated the 4th grade like 7 times. So it's kind of like that. As long as they keep the age the same, then there's no worry about like getting older or trying to reset or introduce a new character. They just get rid of Brock and bring Brock back. That's the
moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your most and least favorite Pokemon theories.
My most and least favorite Pokemon theories. I think my favorite theory is probably the Kangaskhan and Cubone, because I do really believe that one. I also like the Mew and Ditto one. The one I like the least, I think, is when somebody tried to say that, was it like Gary was actually related to Alder, or Professor Oak was related to Alder? It's a weird one, and it doesn't really work if you read the manga. It doesn't work at all, but if you were just to go off the game, it kind of works. But that's probably my least favorite theory, because I wanted it to be true, but the more I looked into it, it was just, it fell apart. Right here.
Do you have any thoughts about the Ash's Coma theory?
Ash's Coma, yes. Man, this is becoming a theory show. Yeah, so there was a theory that Ash was always in a coma, and that's why he's 10 years old. And I could go on and kind of explain it, but I don't really believe that or care for it. I do like how they always put Ash as 10, even though he acts more like a 15, 16-year-old. But I like how they reset, and I like that in The Simpsons, too, that everything is just kind of stagnant. Right here, you were really excited to ask this question.
Do you think the next generation will be on the Wii U, or the Ruby and Sapphire remakes?
I don't. The question was, do you think the next generation will be on the Wii U? Game Freak has made it pretty clear that they only want Pokemon to be on handhelds, and so that's why we kind of get like stuff like Pokemon Stadium and Pokemon Snap and Gale of Darkness on the consoles. I think that we'll continue seeing it on the handhelds, but I would like to see a Pokemon Stadium 3 for Wii U. I think that would be really sweet. Or Pokemon Snap 2. Do we all want Pokemon Snap 2? Right here. Oh, yes. More theories. The question was, do you think it would have been better if Ash had a Clefairy? Before they debuted the first episode of the anime, Ash was, I believe, was supposed to have a Clefairy, and they switched the last minute to Pikachu off of doing test samples and seeing what people liked and didn't like. Clefairy's okay. He's kind of cool. But I do like Pikachu better. He's more like happy-ish and jumps around and he's fast, and Clefairy's kind of wobbly. Right here, standing in the green.
What do you think of Mega Evolution? Mega Evolution Charizard would
in real life? Probably eat me. In the game, there are 2 Mega Evolution Charizards. There's the X one, which is the black one. Yeah, and then there's the Y one, which has Drought, if I'm not mistaken, and he is a better flyer because his wings are bigger. What do I think of him? I think it's unfair that Charizard got 2 because he's spoiled. But obviously, Game Freak loves Charizard, and that's why he gets a lot of love, and that's why he's still in the anime, I think, to this day. Like, he always just appears randomly. Way in the back. Okay, so which Pokemon in previous generations do I think needs a pre-evolution or a real evolution? Man, there's a lot of them. I would always go with Farfetch. I think I would like to see Golduck get a Mega Evolution, because Golduck can learn a lot of psychic moves and he's still pure water type, so I would love to see a Mega Evolution of Golduck getting a psychic type. I think Ampharos is a really cool Mega Evolution. He got that like wavy dragon wing going on. Who else? I would like to see something with the bears, like Beartick, Ursaring, and what's the evolution of Pancham? Pangrow? I would like to see them get like Mega Evolutions, or at least kind of like merge them together, because they're stacking up on these bears and not really doing anything with them. Right here in the green.
Yeah.
My favorite Pokemon type? That's a good question. My favorite type is water type. I like making you guys do something, so we'll do fire, water, grass. All right, fire. All right, water. And grass. Normal?
Yeah!
This guy loves normal. Right here? Yes, no, towards the end of the game, the question was, do I think X and Y gameplay was kind of short? I do. I loved how, like, you got to the first gym pretty fast, and then there was, like, this huge gap to the second gym, and it was like, what is going on in this game? Did I miss something? Like, where's the second gym? I love that. I wish the whole game was like that, that long journey to gym to gym. But then once you got to like the fourth gym, it was just like super fast, and that was a little frustrating. So yes, if they could do the beginning of the game, not even like over and over, but just if we got that experience one or two more times throughout the game, I think it would have been a perfect length. But to me, it did feel a little short, which is okay, because I have no time on my hands to beat it. Right here. Yeah, I speculated about that before. The question was, do you think there was going to be DLC to add, like, Hoenn or anything? I think there can be DLC, and I wish that they would have done that for these new Pokemon that people are finding in the game, like Megalatias and Megalatios. My new speculation, my new guess, is that when we see the sequel to X and Y, that when you finish it, you go off to Hoenn when you're done. Just like in Gold and Silver, when you finished it, you went back to Kanto when you're done. So that's what I want. I think it's doable, and that kind of will fix the whole shortness of the Kalos region. Right here.
Do you play Pokemon ROM hacks, and if you do, what's your favorite?
I don't play Pokemon ROM hacks, which was the question, but I do love Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yeah.
Hail Helix. In the blue and green. What type deserves the most love? Well, Unova got a lot of bug love. Poison, yeah. I feel like Steel type has been lagging a lot. Really hard. And I think Ghost has gotten some good ones too. Water is just abundant everywhere. Fighting, I'm going to have to say Ice though. I love Ice types. And I don't think they get enough love. Ryan? Brock. Right here?
First thing, there actually is a fan theory that explains Ash's age. In the first episode of the anime, he sees Ho-Oh, and Ho-Oh's Pokemon, Pokedex entry, says that when you see Ho-Oh fly through a rainbow, you get your wish. And so people say that Ash's wish is to be on a Pokemon journey forever, so he's perpetually 10.
That makes sense. He should have wished to be better. Do you think, the question is, do I think Pokemon will ever make an MMO?
Or play Team Rocket.
Or play Team Rocket. I don't think they'll ever do that. If they do something like that, I feel like it would be the spin-off kind of gimmicky thing where like you import like six Pokemon into like the Wii U and you run around a little plaza. And then it's very limited. I think they would do something like that, but I do not think a full-fledged MMO.
Do you think we'll ever see Eevee as a starter again?
Eevee as a starter again. I would like to see Eevee as a starter. I would also like... I can't imagine that Eevee would be a starter in a game, but I would like to see, not to get too off topic from your question, I would like to see like a Rock Eevee and a Ghost Eevee and a Steel Eevee. More Eevees, yeah. I would just love to see every version of Eevee.
So much Eevee.
Right, green ears, Fennekin shirt, maybe? Yeah. Kind of looks like a Fennekin shirt, yeah.
Well,
What was the last part of that?
If you have seen it, what do you think of it?
Okay, so the question was, if I've seen Pokemon Origins, and what did I think of it? I have seen Pokemon Origins, all four episodes. What about you guys? Have you seen it? Yeah, I thought it was excellent. The only thing I didn't like was episode 2, where they kind of focused on the Cubone and everything, and I get it, it's like a good story, but I wanted to see more, like, I thought the first battle with Brock, with the bars going and everything, was very to the game, and all the mistakes we all made, like, oh, I thought Stringshot did something. Oh, my Pidgey just got one hit KO, so did my Weedle, so did my Caterpie. Oh, go figure. Very accurate, I love that. I love the last part when he's versing Blue. Very, or is it green? Green or blue? Blue. I think in Japan it was green. But very, very good. I would love to see more of that, but I don't think we would ever get that. The Ash Hat.
The anime.
Two Ash Hats. Hold on. Alright, first Ash Hat, then we'll do second Ash Hat. Oh, yes. Yeah, so the question was, do you think Ash will ever get a water starter that evolves? In the Unova, he got Oshawott, and Oshawott never evolved. But Oshawott, I think, was the best part of the Unova series.
Yeah.
Squirtle? Like the Squirtle Squad? Squirtle's pretty cool. I can't really speak for the anime. I would like to see that. I would like to see all of Ash's Pokemon evolve, and I know the Unova series is now on Netflix. And I finally watched it for the first time, and I was like super happy how many Pokemon Ash was catching. But at the same time, he helped a whole bunch of Sandile and didn't catch any of them. But I guess like one does join him eventually. But it's like frustrating because it's like there's like a Deerling and a Sandile. Catch him! What are you doing? All right, second Ash hat. Most ridiculous Pokemon. Oh, how big they are and how small they are. So there was an infographic that somebody did that actually compared all the Pokemon sizes, and besides Wailord, I think, being the biggest, I was, like, really upset about some of the sizes that they had. I think Charizard should have been bigger. Yeah, and Joltik, though, I think was fine. I was really unhappy with how big, Yveltal and Exerneas were compared to everything. I'd have to get you guys the link one time or talk about it on a further episode of sizes, but there's a lot of sizes I don't feel that are accurate, and then, of course, if you watch the anime, nothing is accurate there. You have, like, a Dragonite as big as a lighthouse. Right here in the Umbreon hat.
If you've played Pokemon Dungeons, do you think that they will ever go back to actually quizzing you to get your starter?
Oh, yeah, Mystery Dungeon, right? Yeah, so originally in Mystery Dungeon, you had to take a quiz, a personality quiz, to, like, pair up your starter. I love that, and I wish that there was more of that in Pokemon games. I think the coolest part of one of the gym leaders in the Kalos, it was Clamont, I think, you had that game quiz show to get you up to his tower, and I purposely got them all wrong just to battle and get more experience and money, which is a little weird to get them wrong to get more money, but I would love to see more of that in Pokemon games. Way in the back. Yes?
On your theory about Canis Cons that he's missing, though, I heard a theory that he was supposed to be more Pokemon originally in the game. Like, I think Tyranitar was supposed to be because he appeared in some of the beta stuff. So that's just left with the data. From some of the Pokemon that weren't actually able to work in the game and not the Canis Cons.
Yeah, there's a lot of other kind of side theories that they all go to the same place of that there's missing data, and that's why missing data appears. But I can't remember what Pokemon it was. In Gen 3, there was like two Pokemon in particular that got left out, and then because their sprites and everything were done, and they were all ready to go, but they got left out and made it into Gen 4, and I can't... Oh, somebody had these. Shuckle? Shellos, yes. Shellos and Gastrodon, yeah, they were supposed to be in Gen 3 and they didn't make it till Gen 4, which is okay because I think Gen 3 had enough water Pokemon at that time. In the green shirt. My favorite fighting type? Okay, not Lucario. my favorite fighting type, I think, is actually Machamp. And I would be very surprised if they did not give him a champ a Mega Evolution, because Alakazam got a Mega Evolution, and Alakazam is the opposite of Machamp, because Machamp is very high in physical strength, and Alakazam is very high in special strength attack, and those are the two Pokemon that need to be traded to evolve into each other, so they're partners and they're pairs, at least in Red and Blue they were. So I would hope that Machamp gets a Mega Evolution in the near future, hopefully. And that's my favorite. Right here.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a Nuzlocke challenge?
So the question was, have you ever heard of a Nuzlocke challenge, and what do you think of it? For those of you that don't know, Nuzlocke is where you can only catch one Pokemon in the first area you explore. And then if that Pokemon dies, you release it into the wild. Some people put it in their box and never touch it again just because they want to look at their trophies when they're done with the game. What do I think of it? I think it's cool. I would only hope it gets more popular so that Pokemon would incorporate something like that in the game and set actual rules. It's pretty easy to just over-level your Pokemon so they don't actually faint. Some people put in level caps. But overall, it's cool. Would I ever do it? No, because I'm bad at Pokemon. In the back of the yellow ears. Yep. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about another creepypasta theory that if you caught, I'm not sure how it goes, so I'm probably wrong, like I usually am, but at one point, if you try to catch a ghost Pokemon, you restart the game, and then all you see are ghost Pokemon throughout the game. I think somebody did mod it into an actual copy that you could play, but it is another theory that's very interesting. All the way in the back in the green lantern.
Do you believe all the starters are
going to
get Megas?
I would hope so, right? Because starters are so important, and everyone kind of seems to gravitate towards a starter and has a favorite starter. If they were to do like a Gen 7 game, hopefully we start with Chikorita, Cyndaquil, and Totodile. And then our Totodile can evolve and Mega Evolve and get lasers on their face. Laser Gainer. Right here. Ooh, that's a tough one. The question was, what do you think is better, Pokemon Origins or Pokemon Adventure, the Magnet? Yeah. I'm at a comic convention and I don't really like comic books that much. So I would have to go with Pokemon Origins because it was just very cool watching Charizard punch Blastoise in the face at the end. Very cool. Right here.
As someone who predicted the fourth evolution, do you think they did it right, or how do you feel about it?
I think they did it right. So the question was, do you think that Mega Evolution was better than a fourth evolution? I do think they did it right. I know right when they showed Mega Evolutions, people were like, Digimon, they're ripping off Digimon. But no, I think that it's really cool. I like how they go back. I like how you can't actually have a held item when doing it, and that it can't affect when Ampharos becomes Dragon. I think that's really cool. The only thing I don't like is that they give it to legendary Pokemon, or they give it to Lucario. Just railing on Lucario. But it's I wish Lucario would have had a third evolution instead of Mega Evolution. So that's where that's where the struggles come in. And that's why I'm okay with Farfetch getting a Mega Evolution, because at least give him something. He's so cool, you can eat him. All the way in the back.
How do you feel about the Flygon Salamence name switch?
Oh, yeah. So Flygon and Salamence were supposed to have a name switch, and I think just Venonat and Butterfree had a sprite switch. For those of you that don't know, I'm more familiar with the Venonat and Butterfree, but If you look, Venonat actually has the same eyes, teeth, hands as Butterfree, and Venomoth looks more like it would look in the Metapod and Caterpie line, and at last minute they switched it because they planned on Ash catching a Caterpie, and they would rather have had him have a Butterfree instead of Venomoth because Butterfree is cute and Venomoth is kind of ugly. But I like Venomoth, he's cool, he needs a Mega Evolution. Oh, in the back. Yes? I should have just done a whole theory show. You guys are loving this. So yes, there was theories and speculation that Gengar is actually supposed to be Clefable's shadow. And if you compare this, if you like black out both sprites and just like look at the outlines, they match very, very closely. And that kind of goes back to how Ash was supposed to have a Clefairy and how this was all supposed to play off. And it's a cool theory, and I do believe it. I just don't know what else I can say about it without boring you guys. All the way over there, yep.
Is anyone here able to explain the whole thing with Ditto and the manga? Like, turn into a cannon? Isn't he supposed to transform into other Pokemon or objects and see you? Like, he turns into a cannon and he wants to construct a balloon. So, how does he turn into a cannon?
Question was, Ditto turned into something other than a Pokemon in the manga? I feel like in the anime he turned into like a picture frame.
Like a picture
yeah. So I don't know if his Pokedex entry ever said he could turn into things. Zoroark can actually turn into people if you see the Unova anime. Keeps turning into the person that the dragon trainer chick, I can't remember her name.
Iris.
Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting. I don't know if Ditto can turn. Once I get a real Ditto, I will let you know. Right here in the red.
Why don't you think they let you catch any other starter Pokemon? Do you think they'll let you do whatever you want?
Yeah, so the question is, why don't you think they let you catch starter Pokemon? That really like, reminds me of like a really funny comic of like this, like the comic was this, see the comic? This person was like walking out and he found like a wild Charmander and he caught it and then he was like, wow, there's Charmander everywhere in this forest, but then you see another player who's just like breeding for a shiny Charmander and was like releasing a whole bunch of them into the wild. And that's why there's so many Charmander. I really want Pokemon, and maybe it's just because of technology or whatnot, I really want where if you do release a Pokemon in the wild, you could find it again in the wild. Especially like if it's a named Pokemon or like a Pokemon you have. Ents Pokemon, yeah, you can find Ents Pokemon in the wild, which is really cool. But I would like to, like, if I released a shiny Charizard on accident, if I did, I would love to be able to find it back in the wild. I think that would be more exciting than just, I would think finding your own Pokemon again would be more exciting than finding a shiny. And I don't know if you could, like, shiny grind for your own Pokemon, if that was possible. Right here? So the question is, do you agree with hacking Pokemon games just to find more content to see what's coming? I don't really agree with it. I loved how Kalos was a worldwide release and that we all kind of experienced at the same time. I remember when Unova came out and you could go to like Poke Beach or Serebii and you could see like all the Pokemon ready to go. And people were like, oh, I want to pick this one, and this one before we even got it. And that was, it was cool at the time. But then when I looked back and I was like, I would rather be excited or surprised like I was with Red and Blue. I remember the first time I saw a Zubat and I was like, it's a, what is this? And then it's like, oh wait, they're just everywhere. It's, never mind. But I love the thrill of surprise, and that's how I felt when I went through Kalos. I was like, whoa, look at this flower, look at this, whatever, panda bear. I do love that, so I don't agree with the people who hack the games, but like you can't prevent that. Somebody's always going to do it. So the way to fix it is to do downloadable content, which they haven't taken advantage of yet in the pink cat ears.
What do you think about the three legendaries they found in the sixth generation, the Deontay and the other ones?
What was that one?
The guy who hacked the games found
yeah.
Three other legendaries.
Oh, yeah, Deontay and the volcano thing,
yeah.
And Hoopla. Hoopa, something like that. The one with the rings. I think they're all cool. I believe the volcano one is the first fire water type ever, and I think they said its ability was it absorbs water, even though it's a fire type, but because it turns the water into steam. I think he's really cool, and he makes Heatran look like a joke. I would have been probably happier with them if they were surprised, though. If, like I just didn't see them on Pokebeach and was like, oh, okay, they're coming eventually. But they're cool. All the way in the back. Okay, yeah, so there were rumors on the internet, where all rumors are formed, that there was the next Pokemon game, Gen 7, was going to be called Pokemon Plus and Pokemon Minus. I don't believe those at all. I think it was just to get traffic and to kind of hang on to the Pokemon hype wagon. There was a point in time where Pokemon was on every news site with X and Y and everything, and when it started to taper off, we got the rumors of Plus and Minus. I don't believe them, and I don't know if I would want to believe them. I would rather get like an X and Y 2 and then go back to Hoenn at the end and then relive that, but who knows. Alright, we got time for like two more questions. Let's do the guy in green standing. Yep.
What do you think the tallest Pokemon is?
The tallest Pokemon is, I believe it's Wailord, if I'm not mistaken. Or it could be Ditto that just turned into a skyscraper. Pikachu head? There are more than those three, yes. We just haven't gotten them yet. Those were the Hoopla, the Volcano. The question was, is there more than three legendaries in X and Y? Oh, does it? See? Look at you. Rumor killer right there. Spot on. All right, we'll sneak some more in here. Mario? Mario, you know you're the number one selling franchise. Pokemon which one? I've never heard of that. Sounds dramatic. I've never heard of it. No, I don't do ROM hacks that much, but it sounds cool. Fez, and then we'll do cat ears right next. In Mystery Dungeon's always been a weird game, and I would assume that they're going to change it again like they always do. I haven't felt like that game series has found its groove yet. But Mystery Dungeon did bring in a lot more people than past games, I feel.
Also, did you cry?
I didn't finish it. Don't tell anyone. I didn't finish it. And Captain America? My favorite Pokemon theory? I think I said that earlier. I think it's the Kangaskhan one. With the Cubone, the Kangaskhan. But you guys brought up way more theories than I didn't know. Yeah, we got time. Batman?
Marvel and Pokemon were to combine, what Pokemon starters would you think of? Batman, Captain America, Iron Man.
Put them into Pokemon starters?
Oh, you're right. Pokemon starters for Marvel heroes. Anyone that you can make them.
I think that Pikachu would make a good Iron Man. I think Snivy would make a good Batman. And I think Oshawa would make a good Captain America. Cool. Well, I think that is all that we have time for today. Like I said, my show is called It's Super Effective, and it's on iTunes and Zoom Marketplace. Can I get a round of applause? Thank you, everyone, for coming out. I have lovely people over there giving you my business card that you can throw on the ground once you leave the room. But you can email me there. You can find our Twitter or Facebook. So that's cool. And thank you, everyone, for coming out. We'll be right back.